Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 207. Here is the extracted text from the image. They were about 100 feet from the courthouse, entering the cafe. That he heard the applause but did not hear the crowd hello, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" He heard the helloing and cheering, and the jury could have heard what he did. That the applause he heard was outside of the cafe. He did not hear the cheering from the inside of the cafe. That he did not remember how many people came up in front of the cafe. No one came in the cafe into the room where the jury was. That is, in the room in the rear. Mr. Arnold testified. I wish to state that on Friday, when court adjourned, Mr. Dorsey left the courtroom, and as he left the courtroom and as he left, I heard loud cheering at the front. On Saturday, when court adjourned, I asked Mr. Dorsey not to go out until the jury had gotten away from where they could hear the noise of the crowd, for fear they should cheer him again as he left the courtroom. Mr. Dorsey said all right, and remained in the courtroom for a while. Finally, I thought the crowd had left, and I presume Mr. Dorsey thought the crowd had left, and of course I do not claim that he is responsible for the cheering, but he finally left the courtroom and went out, and I went out with Mr. Rosser shortly afterwards, behind him. As Mr. Beavers says, it turned out that jury was at that time entered the German cafe, although I didn't see them. I saw people up there, but I didn't know who they were. But as Mr. Dorsey left the courtroom, there were loud and excited cheers and cries of, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" My judgment is that you could have heard the cheers and cries of, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" without any trouble, all the way from the courthouse up Alabama Street. That is my opinion. They kept cheering him, and as my friend went across the street, the cries continued until he got clear into the Kaiser Building. The first cheering was on Friday afternoon, but the second time was on Saturday when I asked Mr. Dorsey not to go out. I asked Mr. Dorsey not to go out until the crowd dispersed. He stayed in. I am not sure, but I think I went out with Mr. Dorsey. I didn't know the crowd was waiting out there, and I presume the jury had gotten out of hearing, but found they had not. I didn't hear the case men tie end. I heard no allusion to this case, but I just heard cries of "Hurrah for Dorsey," but on the other occasions while I...